A two-story hologram of the planet Wotaba hung in the projection pit a few meters beyond the command console. A nearly featureless reminder of just how valid Leia's fears really were. Han and her brother were trapped and alone on a half-known world, surrounded by insects answering to an enemy queen. And, judging by her sense of Luke's emotions in the Force, they did not even realize they were in trouble. That was what really worried Leia. Han and Luke could take care of themselves, but only if they knew there was a need.
Maybe the Dark Nest isn't even on Wotaba, Kip Duren suggested. What do we know about the other planets?
Only that they were all as deserted as Wotaba before we helped the Killik settle there. Leia swung her gaze toward the shaggy-haired master. Along with Mara and Saba, they were in the Operations Planning Center in the Jedi Temple on Coruscant, conversing with several other Jedi via the holonet. And 14 were habitable. The Killiks weren't interested in detailed surveys, Mara explained. All they wanted to know was which worlds were habitable. We have a basic planetary profile and not much else.
Because they didn't want us to know too much.
The comment came from Corin Horn's hologram, arrayed with several others on a shelf curving along the back edge of the control console.
To me, it's beginning to sound like the Killiks never intended to keep the peace with the Chiss.
Don't confuse the Killiks with the Gorog,
Jaina warned. She and Zek were sharing the hologram next to Corin's, their heads touching above the temples and their unblinking eyes fixed straight ahead.
It was only the Dark Nest that wanted the war, not the colony. Whoever wanted it then, the entire colony is clearly involved now,
Corin countered.
And they have Master Skywalker to guarantee that we don't interfere with their plans again.
You don't understand how the colony's mind works,
Zek objected.
It may look like the entire colony is involved,
Jaina added,
but the Dark Nest is the one behind this.
Remember last time?
Zek asked.
Unu Thule summoned us to prevent a war.
That is called a false flag recruitment,
Kenth Hamner said from the end of the array. With Corin, Kenth had argued forcefully that the Killiks should be left to their own devices during the Korribu crisis.
A valuable asset, a team of young Jedi, shall we say, is convinced to undertake a mission under false pretenses.
That's not how it was,
Jaina said.
Unfortunately, we can no longer afford to give the colony the benefit of the doubt,
Kenth said.
Until Master Skywalker and Captain Solo are safe, we must consider the evidence. Despite the 15 worlds we gave them, worlds that the Galactic Alliance's own beings desperately need, the Killiks are harboring pirates and poisoning the minds and bodies of our own insect species with black membrosia.
Jaina and Zek spoke simultaneously.
That's just the... Let me finish,
Kenth said.
Raynar Thule lured Master Skywalker into a trap so the colony could take him hostage. And now the Killiks are provoking a confrontation with the Chiss. We have no choice but to assume the worst.
Because the Dark Nest has taken control,
Zek blurted. A tight smile came to Kenth's hologram.
Precisely.
Jaina rolled her eyes.
Master Hamner, if you hold the entire colony responsible,
you're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy,
Zek added.
And the Killiks will turn on us,
Jaina finished.
Why don't you get that?
What I get, Jedi Solo, is that you and Jedi Zek still have an emotional attachment to the Killiks.